this point is a very powerful point that you're mentioning, but it's a very painful point. I think it's just when it comes to emunah and our relationship to Hashem, you know, certain things you can measure. For example, like how to keep halacha, it's relatively measurable. Do you keep Shabbos? Do you keep kosher? What is your level of kashrus? Is this that? When it comes to emunah, for a large part, you have no idea, but literally no idea. As you're mentioning, somebody can literally, but if you look in Tanakh, it's very easy to see already. You see the great Achitofel. David HaMelech said, Achitofel's as good as the Urim V'Tumim. Like to that point, you know, but he doesn't have a chelik in Olam Haba. To that extent was his lack of emunah. And you look at Doeg HaAdoimi. These were the heads of the Sanhedrin, but they didn't have emunah. So you can never know. Somebody on the outside could be, you know, almost look like they're connected and be respected, besides for being respected by the community, but almost really appear to be legit. And their emunah is failing horribly, but we will never know. That's why it's only you and Hashem, you against yourself with Hashem in the picture, because we never really know. As you say, this is what I'm so, I have to highlight and bring in the tefillah more and more and more, bring in Hashem into the picture more and more and more. As you say, something happens with the water. It should be an ABC that's what we should do. For fun, we're not on the madrig of the Chofetz Chaim, but we should be giving droshes about that. We should be saying, guys, the water's not here. The only thing to do is to daven to Hashem. And the problem, as you say, is that whenever we feel we can do something about it, people use hishtadlus as a crutch, no, not as a crutch, as an excuse, even if it's subconscious, to not have emunah, even if one is well-meaning. But that's what it is. That's why I'm almost, the Chazon Ish says he would, this is something else, he would relate to hishtadlus with karirus, with a certain coldness, because he says forms of hishtadlus are not always so promising, different forms of hishtadlus, and the real hishtadlus is tefillah. But besides for the problem of not knowing which hishtadlus would work, the real danger of doing too much hishtadlus or any hishtadlus is that what can happen is that we forget that it's really Hashem. And fine, when a person is fully stuck and there's no more hishtadlus to do, there's no more anything to do, then a person's like, okay, the person in the family is sick, there's no more doctor, let's dive into Hashem. Or hopefully, if it's somebody who has emunah, etc. But if a person doesn't do, if a person is not at that point, it's something I can potentially do something about. Let me see what I can do. Maybe I can get some sort of backup water, whatever it might be. You know, then a person, it's hard to relate to, let's reach out to Hashem. The perspective should be first and foremost, dive into Hashem, do what I can. Fine. Now, when I'm finished that, yes, I have a chiyuv of hishtadlus, and that's a whole discussion in its own right. How much hishtadlus for different people, different amounts, etc. And that's a whole huge discussion. But hishtadlus is not a license to do avoid a zara. Forgetting Hashem out the picture, I'm saying it strongly, but look at the Sefer Achinuch, look in the second Bi'ar Halacha, literally the second Bi'ar Halacha in the Shulchan Aruch, where he lists the six constant mitzvahs, and he says there, brings from Sefer Achinuch, what is the Aveira of Avodah Zarah when you believe that anything else has a slight power, even in addition to Hashem's power? That means if you're believing that you have some sort of power, I'm extending this, if you're believing you have a little bit of power, even if Hashem mainly runs the show, but I have a little bit of a power, that's avodah zarah. So I'm saying it in strong words. It's not just I'm not succeeding in emunah. It's mamish avodah zarah. It's very, very, very severe.